如果你需要为工作而飞，是否希望旅途更为方便，也让你更舒适？希望今天的单元能跟大家分享一些 business travel tips and tricks。Hello, 欢迎来到 Executive Plus 主管与沟通力的 podcast. I'm Sherry, an educator, certified coach, and style enthusiast.我相信专业有效的沟通是语言跟逻辑的完美结合。
And I'm Nick, a startup consultant, corporate trainer, and late-night gaming junkie. I believe great communication requires the right mindset and solid frameworks.
我们希望带给大家职场英语的技能、跨文化沟通技巧与其他能帮助您成为出色领导者的工具。
Join us each week as we share our experience, research, and methodologies to take your communication and language skills from good.To great. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Executive Plus podcast. Sherry and I have both been traveling a lot recently for work. Me mostly to America, Sherry across Europe, America, Asia. And so we wanted to share a little bit about our experiences and some tips and tricks, but because we're not...travel bloggers. We're not just going to give you a laundry list of things that you could Google or YouTube. We just want to share a few stories and tips and techniques directly related to our experiences. And we decided to break it down into sharing three things each. One thing to bring, one thing to say, and one thing we've learned.
所以今天的单元是希望提供给如果你需要为了工作而飞的人、或者你常常需要 travel, 那希望给大家一些提醒吧。因为我觉得这一些点它并不是这么的特殊，但是我觉得对我们来讲，我们不能缺少我们今天想要跟大家分享的。So we're going to start with what to bring. So I'll start with first. And to be honest, for me, the most important thing is just keepa healthy lifestyle. 我觉得 business travel 通常都很 crazy, 因为有的时候你在飞的时候你还得工作，或者你一下飞机马上就必须要进入了这个 working mode. 那有的时候是长途，有的时候是十几个小时，三个小时也好。 So for me, maintaining that healthy lifestyle...is the key. 那有的时候朋友会笑我，但是我在我的 suitcase 一定会带的一个东西就是 roller. 也就是你可以，可能你上健身房或者你平常在家会运动的话，你可能会买那种比较圆形的这种 roller, 那你可以 roll 你的背啊，你的腿啊等等。那我找到了有一款它是可以 collapse, 也就是它可以弄成比较扁的，那让我比较好携带。当然它是一个比较难带的东西， It takes up a little bit of space. However, I think it saved me. It really saved me, 因为我可以随时的去 massage 我的腿啊，或者是我的背啊， you know, I don't have the best lower back. That's always been my issue. And flying long haul flight is not, it does not help.With that, 那有的时候工作嘛，我们可能要 training 等等，可能一直在走或者一直在站着，那我特别需要去 massage 我的腿，所以我觉得对我来讲，虽然它有一点点小小的麻烦，但是我觉得 it's absolutely the most important thing that I would bring. And on top of that, 也就是我所有的 supplements, 我所有平常会吃的一些保健食品，我都会把它放在一个就是一个小格子里面，很像就是药了。But to me, that's how it keeps me going, and at least I can adjust to the time zone quite quickly.
For me, my biggest suggestion is that if you're traveling a lot for business, your suitcases, your carry-ons, they should all be business focused. For me specifically, because when I'm traveling, I'm going to conferences, I have to give speeches, I have to sometimes bring products with me. There's a very specific need I have. And I found that all of my old, more like fun travel or holiday travel suitcases just don't fit what I need. Mm-hmm. So two examples of what I mean by a business travel suitcase and carry-ons is I recently bought a trunk style suitcase. So most people have a suitcase that's a little bit flatter and then it opens and like 50% of things can go on one side and 50% can go on the other side. I bought one that's a lot more rectangular. Mm-hmm. So it feels longer and it's a bit wider. And when you open it, it's more like 30% is on top and then the bottom is like 70%. And that has saved me so many times. Like its total footprint is not that much bigger than a regular suitcase, but like the things I can carry and the way I can carry things is just night and day. So like, for example, with me, I have sleep apnea. So I have a machine that helps me breathe at night. Mm-hmm. I used to have to hand carry that on. I can actually fit it because the suitcase is deep enough. Actually, the salesperson tried to tell me, oh, you can take one of those Dianguo and put it in there. And I'm like, I don't know why anyone is traveling with this, but like I can put boxes of, like, if I'm traveling with different products, I'm taking things to different regions, I can fit them all there with ease. The second thing is I have a carry-on duffel bag, and that duffel bag you can actually wrap a garment bag around. So like all my suits, my jackets, my blazers, everything can go into this garment bag, and then it wraps around a carry-on duffel bag. And it's so much better to have all of those things laid out flat rather than having to like fold up a suit. And then depending on the material, it may end up wrinkly. And then you have to figure that piece out once you get there. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, if you're traveling for business, buy things that are for business.
Yeah. And you know what? We'll just make sure that the handouts include photos of what we're talking about. It may be a little hard to imagine, 但是那个刚讲到他的那个 trunk, 我真的是, I'm so jealous. So jealous, because a lot of times we go on business trip, we have to bring stuff for trade shows, for conferences, and or they're just in various sizes. And of course, if you need to bring some sort of machine, it is really best to have that kind of trunk size of the suitcase. So let's go to what to say. 那在这个部分呢, 其实跟我们之前很多的 topic 其实也算是蛮 aligned的, 也就是我觉得在出国的时候, 你可能会碰到一些问题, 你需要人家的帮忙。 So I think it's so important to understand the balance between you be polite, but you need to be very direct to talk about what you need. You know, just ask for help and talk about it. Again, just say, I would like to know, or I have an issue or have a problem and is wondering if you could help me. Just open with that. 很简单，我觉得不管是在hotel，不管是路人，或者是店里面的人也好， 你需要帮忙的时候就是非常直接的， 但是当然有很礼貌的方式， 就是询问。 你也不用太多的downgrader， 也不用把它弄得太polite。 Just go straight to the point and ask for help.
And this really ties into that conversation we had about how to deal with the chaos, sharing your experiences from dealing with a trade show in Europe, where it's good to be polite, but if you are unclear or you're using a lot of downgraders, no one's going to understand what's going on. Everyone's going to get frustrated, or it's going to take longer to solve. So really practicing that direct, but using your tone or using very simple ways to stay polite. For me, mine is just ask. Which is, I'm actually pretty bad about this, but I have another colleague in the US who will ask for a discount or an upgrade anywhere to anyone. And I have a huge amount of respect for this because she's not annoying about it, where she's just like, come on, you got to give me a discount, or how come you can't give me a discount? But she'll always ask. She'll just be like, what's the chance that I can get an upgrade? Or I'd be curious, do you guys have like any discounts or any special deals? And recently that turned out to be in my favor because I was shopping back in America because it's a little bit easier for me to shop there, and just ended up having a conversation with the sales clerk. And it turned out that they were trying to encourage people from out of town to go in store. So there was an extra 15% at Bloomingdale's, like an actual very nice high-end department store will just give you a blanket 15% off of everything simply because you're from out of town traveling. But if you don't have that conversation or you don't ask, you'll never know. So very simple phrases like, I'd be curious if, like, I'd be curious if you have any special program for people visiting the store, or I'd be curious if there's any way that I could get an upgrade at this hotel, or something as simple as, what are the chances are? What are the chances of me getting an upgrade? Or what are the chances of you have some special deal today? It's a very innocuous, it's a very friendly phrase. You're not demanding anything. But if the person is nice enough, they'll just give you something. And even if it works 10% of the time, you might be shocked by what you get.
And I will say, and maybe this should be like a separate episode just on shopping itself. So when you go shopping, 我觉得在美国的百货公司是真的蛮多 rewards, 也蛮多就是你真的它的回馈给你是非常的大方的。So I think that's a little different also because when I was working in retail, like,you know, long time ago. I remember a certain customer will always come in and ask for discount, but I think for a standalone store, like 你就想象这些大品牌它可能是独立的店，他们比较难 offer discount.说真的，尤其是这些大的品牌或 luxury brand. 所以当我是觉得说，如果你进到百货公司，其实我觉得是真的是可以去问这些问题，因为 again, you never know. And, you know, again, if you get a no, that's fine. But if you get a yes, you're saving a lot of money. 但是如果你到 standalone store 的时候，我觉得或许你可以问 may I apply for a tax refund or any kind of deals for travelers? 我觉得这些问题是很 OK 的。Because it's polite and it's relevant. 但是如果你只是就是看着店员就说 can you give me a discount? It makes people a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, like you don't want to be the person who is harassing the clerk for like a better deal or a discount. But if you make some small talk, you act nice, and then you just throw it out there. It's like, hey, I'm traveling from out of town. You know, some of the other stores I know had a special deal. Are you guys running any kind of program? They'll usually tell you yes or no, or maybe the person might just help you out because you've been friendly. So these kind of things, it's always just nice. Be polite, make some small talk with the clerk, and then politely bring up your question. Especially in the US, because with the pandemic, with the online, there are certain cities that are still recovering from the pandemic. So in my case, because I was in San Francisco was hit really hard. You've probably seen the news. It's not an incredibly safe or wonderful place to be recently. So a lot of the stores have these special programs. New York is the same. Like New York seems to be getting back to real life when I'm walking around it. But you'd still be surprised how many stores are really trying to encourage people to come back in store, be part of the program, especially traveling from abroad. And they'll usually give you a deal.
Absolutely. 那我去意大利的时候其实也是因为我特别去问了 Do you offer tax refund? 那其实是有的。所以我在有一家店我买两样东西，买第一样的时候呢，我没有问 ，so I didn't get the refund. 我买第二样的时候，我突然想到，对了，应该可以 ask for a refund, and I did, and of course I got the refund. So again, ask and don't be shy, but you know, make that connection. 我觉得刚刚 Nick 讲的一个非常重要，就是 you do need to have that small talk, or else it will just end up sounding a little bit rude.Or, you know, one of those cheap-ass people that just ask for discounts randomly. So, yeah, make the small talk, be polite, and ask.
So let's jump in to the last tip, which is, what have we learned? For me, what I have learned is that credit cards are amazing if they're used correctly. Now, I'm actually...standing this from points like credit cards should not be used as a way to buy things that you can't afford, or they should not be used randomly. But if you look into the place that you're traveling, the things that you will do while you're traveling, and then either look through your credit cards for certain perks, rewards, or offers, or start looking for travel-specific credit cards. I only started doing this recently, basically because I'm spending a lot more time in the US, and honestly, Taiwan is really, really terrible at working with foreigners when it comes to banking and credit cards. It's a horrible experience. So that's a different discussion. But for example, is some of my credit cards will get me into airport lounges for free. Some of my credit cards will give me like cash back at hotels. Just by going to stay in a hotel, they'll automatically give me like $100 US for food and drinks in the hotel and then take it off of my charge. So it was just a matter of like me diving into that. The biggest savior I had is I was flying through New York's JFK Airport. And one of my credit cards allowed me to get into a lounge that is between the check-in and the main terminal gate. And if you go in that lounge, they will let you skip the security line at New York Airport. That saved me like 40 minutes just by walking in there, and it was all completely covered by my credit card as a reward. And just because I looked into it and I figured out which ones. So this is a huge thing. It's like, if you're doing a lot of business travel, especially recently, again, because companies are encouraging people to go, they're giving special awards, look into the details of your credit card or go find a bank who gives you a travel credit card that is travel specific. There's so many things that are a huge bonus to having that credit card for not doing anything.
And also, you're telling me that you could apply for global entry.
Yeah. So, well, anyone can apply for global entry, but all my global entry fees got covered. All of my like clear TSA pre-check, especially if you're traveling in the US, there's all these ways that you can skip lines. A lot of credit cards will just refund you that. If you look into the point system. So, you know, I would suggest either talking to your bank here, or if you can find like a travel base, like an Amex travel card, even if you have to pay, let's say in my case, one of my cards, I pay $100 US a year. The other one I pay $700 US a year, which sounds crazy. But if you look at what I have been able to get refunded, given back, or the rewards for that card, I have gained way more than $700.
Now, for me, what I've learned, and, you know, as a girl, I think it's really important that girls need to look out for safety tips. 那刚刚有讲过，其实因为 COVID pandemic, 有蛮多城市，大城市哦，它可能正在 revamp, 或者它正在回到原本的样貌，但是呢，在这个过程当中，他们可能就变得有一点治安上面是有一些问题的，不管是欧洲，不管是美国都好，其实真的需要小心。那我觉得也不用到非常害怕，好像到哪里都要很紧张，但是我是觉得你一定要去了解一下哪一些区域是绝对不要进去的，或可能太阳下山的时候就不要到哪一边。 So I thinklike Nick was talking about San Francisco, they're suffering a little bit with the safety issue. 那他们可能有特定的 area 是你绝对不要去的。那我觉得你可能在 book hotel 的时候，或者是你在 travel 你要去 meeting 的时候，稍微注意一下。Another thing I have to remind everyone is that do a little research on how to get around, right? 有很多国家跟城市它并没有 let's say Uber.或者它就 Uber Black, 那它变成是价位的部分，你就必须要去有一些心理的准备。So for example, 我去意大利的时候 ,they don't have Uber, like just normal Uber, they have Uber Black. So everything is incredibly expensive. 所以你要有心理准备。甚至呢，我们在欧洲的时候也用到了脚踏车 ,like the bike, the electric bike, 或者是走路。So is it safe to walk? Where do you walk? What street should you get on or not get on? Again, 我觉得稍微做一些这些 research. So how do you do the research? 我觉得在美国的话 Reddit is a really good place to do research. 在欧洲的话其实我觉得可能可以去问一些 local 的人朋友的朋友等等 Just have them give you some tips. 那你到比如说你如果是住 Airbnb, 那你就可以顺便问一下那个 host, any tips, anything that they need to let you know. 如果是住 hotel 的话 concierge or like at the check-in desk, they can always help you with that.
Yeah, and I've found that almost every country has its own ride-sharing option. So yeah, Uber, Lyft usually are in many different countries, but like I know France specifically has its own ride-sharing that's significantly cheaper than Uber. Yeah. In the case of Italy, like you said, you may only be able to get one option, but there's probably another ride sharing app. So either online search for it or ask someone local what they're actually using. Well, we hope that you enjoyed our travel tip episode. Again, it's just simply sharing our experience and what we've been through recently with a lot of global travel. I feel that business travel is its own category. There are things that you can do, there are things that you can say, and there's different ways that you operate that are quite different than pleasure travel.We'll leave links to some of the things we talked about in the show. We're not paid for any of them. It's just our own experience. And so if you enjoy them, let us know. Or if you have any tips and tricks on business travel, please share with us. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
The Executive Plus podcast is a Presentality Group production, produced and hosted by Sherry Fang and Nick Howard.You can search us on Facebook, 主管英文 Executive Plus. You can also find us on Instagram, Communication R&D, and email us at sherry@epstyleplus.com.